Hornets with the basketball. Jaden Shep from the baseline into Brady Dosh. Brady will walk it across the half-court line. Just less than 9 minutes remaining. Palmer meets the ball down to Garrison Weiss for the pass. Garrison throws it to Liam Fingerson. Right side, Jaden Shep back into Liam. Puts it on the floor, knocked away. Picked up now by Mauston. Mauston with Kyle Dahl leading the races. Passes off, shot no good by Walsh. And a foul called on the Hornets. Foul marked at number three, Brady Dosh. That will be his third. He becomes the third Hornet player with three personal fouls. And a free throw for number two, Jasper Walsh. He has 2 3-pointers to his credit. Free throw in the air, and it is good. Well, join us tomorrow. We'll keep you posted on any weather announcements or weather delays right here on WRCO, if there are some. They're a little bit vague on the forecast today. Free throw is good. Pretty sure we're going to get some precipitation. It's kind of like how much and when, and it looks like Iowa, Grant County is a little bit more affected if the forecast holds true tomorrow morning. 58-29, Mauston, 8:30 remaining. Dosh has the pass knocked away and out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball along the line. And Garrison Weiss will put it in play from the baseline. Hornets stack it up. Weiss brings it in. There's Fingerson. Free throw line left. Fires it off to Palmer. They'll reverse it. A high pass for Shep. Picked off down by Walsh of Mauston. Back to Gallagher. Into the front court. They'll sling it left side. Taken there by Wolf. Down to Smith. Keenan goes to get it in the corner. Brings it back to Gallagher for three. On the way short. Rebound Smith in the lane. Goes up in the crowd. Can't get it. The rebound by Garrison Weiss. Hornets hold their ground, didn't foul, get the ball back. 8 minutes remaining. Here's Shep into the front court. Right side, Dosh, back to Palmer. Palmer leaves it low on the bounce feed, taken by Jaden Shep. Shep in the lane, leans in, nice move, and he scores. Jaden Shep makes it 58-31. Richland Center trailing Mauston with 7:40 remaining. Kyle Dahl at the point, Braden Gallagher on the left wing. Walsh, right wing. Dahl throws it in to Smith. Knocked away by Fingerson. Picked up by Garrison Weiss. Back to Dosh. Brady drives low. He's fouled on the play. And we'll head to the free throw line. Brady's got such a quick fifth gear there. Bared down Mauston, scrambling to get to the other side. And fouled him on the way to the hoop. Foul is called on Braden Gallagher. That's foul number two on him. And Brady Dosh looks for his first points tonight. Takes it to the free throw line. In the air, and it is good. 58-32. Mauston bringing Brock Massey back and Cody Comiskey. Hornets now with one more free throw for Brady Dosh. Gets the ball from the official. In the air with this one, and it is no good. And the rebound by Mauston. Scrambling for it as Dahl is loose on the floor. Now picked up by the Golden Eagles. They will set it up. 58-32, ball game score. Comiskey on the right wing, bounces it back to Scott. Left wing, Massey. Brock on a drive, nowhere to go. Leans in and scores. Just took it to the hoop. Strong, and hits another one. 60-32. In favor of Mauston. Palmer will shoot a three from the near side. It's on the rim. No good. Tipped around and a foul call. Bodies everywhere. Hitting the deck. Foul call to number 11, Kyle Dahl. That's his second. Into the game for the Hornets, Tyler Woodman, Hayden Bindle, and Wes Bosworth. 6:53 remaining tonight. Tim will have a few more scores tonight. Again, we're a little ahead of the game with our JV starting at 5:30 tonight. Varsity following. Dodge will lead Schultzburg 41-17. Bosworth's pass inbounds is kicked. They'll redo it again. Platteville was leading Richland Center at last word 44-9 in a makeup girls basketball game going on at Platteville. Cashed it up on Westby 31-12 in girls basketball. Tyler Woodman brings it in play. Caught on the near side by Liam Fingerson. Liam on a drive, leans in with a left hand, shot is short, rebound pulled down by Kaminsky, and Mauston back to Massey, rock into the front court, slings it low, nice pass, Kaminsky, ball, head fake, shot up, no, offensive foul call. We're going to say that he used the elbow to plow a little snow, and the ball will be back in the Hornets' hands on Kaminsky's first foul. So Richland Center will have it back. Tyler Woodman at the point. Back to Bosworth, left side. West with the ball, lobs for Jaden Shep. Backs off in the corner, nothing. Woodman, left side. Nowhere to wander. Back it goes to Woodman. Back to Shep, deep corner, lobs in. Bosworth going to catch it in a crowd. Double, triple team. He goes up, it's stripped by Mauston, and they are going to be called for a tie-up with Richland Center. So the arrow will point to Richland Center. Mauston was arguing the two guys that were tied up were both from Mauston. Bosworth will have the basketball on the baseline. Pass comes in, caught by Hayden Bindle. Hayden throws it left side. There's Shep. Shep on a drive, tried to give and go to Woodman, threw it out of bounds. It'll be Mauston basketball. Sauk Prairie leading River Valley in boys basketball, 38-26. Royal leading in girls basketball over Alma Center, Lincoln, 26-14. Among the scores on the Phil Knee flip phone. Pass comes in play for Mauston. 6:05 remaining here at the Fieldhouse. 60-32. Golden Eagles with the lead. On a drive, Kaminsky goes down deep. Nice move and scores. 62-32, ball game score. Mauston in the lead by 30 now with 5:50 to go. Jaden Shep on the wing, throws it low. Liam Fingerson down deep, scoops it back to Bosworth. West for a three on the way, no good. Foul called on the play. And the lower official making the call. A couple of players on the floor. And we'll see what the call is about. Officials are going to confer on that with 5:40 to go. Now they're bringing in the third official. I'm not sure. Talking about a possibility of a double foul here. So as the officials make their way over here, yeah, it is a double foul. So 42, Liam Fingerson picks up his fourth. Number 11, Kyle Dahl, picks up his third. Into the game for Mauston, number 20, Dylan Domoski. Number 15, Ben Lovold. Number 21, Aaron Heinreich. And now who has the ball is the question. On a double foul, I think you go to the alternate arrow. And it's not something you see every day, but it does occur. And the arrow points to Richland Center. Wes Bosworth will have the basketball on the baseline. 5:40 to go. He'll lob it in play. Caught here by Jaden Shep. Shep stops for a three on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Mauston. Charlie Scott gives it off now to Massey. Massey leaves the wheel, throws it off to the left side level, kicks it out. Scott for three on the way, no good. Rebound put back up, no good by Heinrich. And the rebound pulled down by the Hornets, Tyler Woodman. 5:20 to play, 62-32, Mauston. There's a pass to Fingerson. He'll stop, looks for a three. It is no good. Rebound by Hayden Bindle, back up in the crowd. Shot won't go. Rebound Massey. Brock Massey with the ball. Across the half-court line from Mauston. Left side leveled. He'll bring it back to the right side. Domoski down to Massey. Brock, far side. They're just going to keep firing around the perimeter. Massey on the left wing looks for a cutter through the lane. Now will drive himself. Stops. Hooks it to the corner. Scott now back to Lovell. Now to Massey. Massey with the basketball going against a Hornet man-to-man defense. Massey with the ball, drives low, leans in, and fires a nice pass in the lane. Shot is up, short by Lovell, blocked by Bosworth. Up it goes to Liam Fingerson. He'll break it down, goes up and scores. Liam Fingerson with 9 points tonight. 62-34, Mauston. 4:15 to go. Top of the circle, left side level. Baseline, they're going to throw it inside, picked off by Fingerson. Gives it off to Wes Bosworth, and Wes runs it across the timeline. Now to Tyler Woodman, top of the circle, left side, Hayden Bindle, lobs low, there is Bosworth, and a foul called on Mauston. That'll be on Brock Massey, which will be his first, I believe. Platteville leading Richland Center, 44-11 at halftime of the girls' basketball game. Ruben Southworth is in for Mauston, and so is William Miller. Hornet lineup stays the same. Dosh, Shep, Bosworth, Garrison Weiss, and Liam Fingerson. Free throw by Bosworth is missed. Mauston will secure the rebound. Domoski with a basketball. Domoski walks it across the half-court line. And they'll start it off on the right side. William Miller, left side, it's held up. Down to the corner, it goes to Domoski. They'll reverse it. Miller, left side, Domoski. Drives low, nothing there. Fires back to Southworth. Southworth lobs, top of the wheel now leveled. Down to the baseline. On a drive, nothing there for Mauston. They're going to throw it in the corner. It bounces off one of their guys right back to the guard that threw it. That doesn't happen very often. Now a three try on the way, on the rim, and good for Ruben Southworth. A fan favorite tonight, 65-34. Mauston, 3:08 to go. Shot by Weiss is up no good. Bosworth with the rebound up, and it rolls out, but a foul call. And he will get two free throws with just over 3 minutes remaining. Foul marked on Mauston, which will be their ninth. It's on Southworth. And Bosworth at the line. One for two tonight. This one is short. He'll get one more. Gets the ball back from the official. And Wes, 11 points tonight, trying to make it 12. And this one won't stay. Rebound Mauston, pulled in by Lovold. And back the other way now for the Golden Eagles. They'll work to the corner. Southworth, 18-footer from the baseline on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Miller. Back up in the crowd, no good. Tapped loose, Bosworth, and knocked away. Stolen, nice save there by Dosh, and the Hornets get it back. Up to Jaden Shep, 65-34, Mauston. Dosh lobs to Fingerson, back to Dosh in the lane with a little runner, up and good. Well played. Brady Dosh with the basket, 65-36. Mauston, travel called in the backcourt against the Golden Eagles. We have 2:29 to play in the ballgame. Salenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show coming up at the conclusion of our broadcast tonight, or at least of our play-by-play. We'll look at some other scores and some stats. The game summary tonight. Pass comes in play, caught here by Fingerson. Liam will drive, and he's fouled on the way by. Foul is number 10 on Mauston, so double bonus for the Hornets. This one is on number 15, Ben Lovold. That is his first. Fingerson's trip to the line. He is 3 for 4, and this one is no good. 3 for 5. He'll get one more. Pretty decent crowd on hand for a Monday night. Some students here as well. Free throw in the air, and that one is good for Fingerson. 65-37, Mauston, 2:25 to play. Dylan Domoski across the timeline. Cuts left, now looking right. Ball knocked away, almost stolen. Picked up now the dribble by Miller. He'll drive, shot away, and good. William Miller with his first basket. 67-37, Mauston. Hornets in transition. Dosh, shot on the way, no good. Foul call. 2:06 remaining, 67-37. Mauston. We'll be right back with more on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Brady Dosh, one of two from the free throw line, 67-38. Mauston leading. Hornets pick it off at midcourt on the up ahead. And Dosh across the timeline. Brady drives low, throws to Jaden Shep in the deep corner. Jaden is cut off, backs up now, jukes again, drives, tough shot of the lane, and good. Jaden Shep with a nice move, and now looks like Ryan Poles is going to call a brief timeout to put five new players in there. 67-40, the ball game score. Hornets come back with Abe Bosworth, Tyler Woodman, Cutler Palmer, Tommaso Girardi is in, and Hayden Bindle. Boston leading. They've led from the early part of this game. Hit a three to begin the game and have never trailed. Golden Eagles with the ball in the backcourt. Dylan Domoski will walk out across the half-court line. Domoski throws it right side. William Miller is there. Down to the corner. Getting away is Heinrich. He's going to be cut off. Now kicks it back out. Jumper on the way, no good. Put back up. That is good by Domoski. His first basket. So that'll make it 69-40. Mauston, 1:22 to play. Cutler Palmer with the basketball to the point guard area. Drives to the left side. Drives down deep. 10-footer on the way. No good. Rebound by Bindle. Hayden, tough shot. Won't go. He'll get two free throws. So Hayden Bindle goes to the free throw line. On the foul against Mauston. It'll be on number 20, Dylan Domoski. That is his second. Hayden Bindle looking for his first points. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. 69-41, Mauston. Getting the ball back from the official. Hayden Bindle, it's in the air, it is good. 69-42, Mauston, 1:10 to play. Golden Eagles bring it. Domoski at the point guard area off the screen. Throws it back to the right side. Miller, top of the circle, down to the baseline level. Kicks it out. Three on the way. No good for Southworth. And the rebound, Tommaso Girardi. Off it goes to the left side. Taken into the corner. Abe Bosworth is there going for a cutter low and out of bounds. An errant pass. We'll give it back to Mauston with 47 seconds remaining in tonight's game. Mauston with the basketball. They're going to set it up on the right side. Heinrich is there. Goes left side to Southworth. Down to the baseline. Looking for a cutter inside. Domoski fires back to Miller. Miller down deep. Creates a shot. It won't go. Rebound pulled down by Mauston with 28 seconds. Around the wheel it goes. Three from the corner. It is no good for Domoski. Saved in bounds. Good effort by Mauston. They've got it going again. Now knocked away by Palmer. Palmer takes it for the Hornets. He lost it initially. Now picks it up. They'll set up the offense. 13 seconds remaining. Back to Girardi. Tommaso with the ball. 8 seconds. Near side Bindle drives low. Throws it down to Palmer. He'll take a shot. It's on the way. No good. Rebound Mauston, and that will do it. Final score tonight. Mauston 69. Richland Center 42. Stay tuned for the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show next on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 24/7 service, and a guarantee the job will be done right. Well, Mauston gets out to a 17-point halftime lead, and they win it 69-42. And for their coaching staff tonight, they played everybody on the bench. Ryan Fry making sure that. Hornets countered. They had a lot of players kind of come in and out as well toward the end of the ball game, but Boston jumps out to that big lead, which was really key, and that leads us to the turning point of the game, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. We're going with 17 first half points from Brock Massey. The game kind of decided early by Boston's all-time leading scorer, who's nearing 2,000 points in his Boston high school career, which is a school record, but 17 of his 23 points in that first half, getting his team out to a 17-point lead at intermission. A new way to run, running has its rewards. Join Dunkin' Rewards. WRCO Sports spotlights a Dunkin' moment of the game, and that is it. Big first half by Brock Massey. Boston wins it 69-42. Our postgame show continues in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you're a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and the surrounding area. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect, all from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, it's Tri-County Building Supply. Richland Center invites you to explore, discover, enjoy. You'll find outdoor escapes, roads less traveled, timeless treasures, autumn's masterpiece, Dairyland Delights, fins and feathers, peaceful paddling, and more. The best place to start is RichlandCenterTourism.com. Richland Center, the birthplace of Frank Lloyd Wright, America's first designated Purple Heart City, home of the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals, and more, is a Discover Wisconsin choice destination.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Tonight's final, 69-42. Boston with a win in area boys basketball. They also won the JV game 45-36. 37 first half points for Boston. They're led in scoring by Brock Massey, 17 of 23 in the first half. Cody Comiskey has 13 points, and then a balanced attack from there. 8 points for Jasper Walsh, 8 for Charlie Scott, and 6 points by Keenan Smith, 3 points each for Ruman Southworth and Kyle Dahl, 2 points apiece for Dylan Demoski and William Miller, and 1 for Braden Gallagher. On the Richland Center side, 11 for Wes Bosworth, 10 points by Liam Fingerson, 7 for Jaden Shep, 4 points apiece for Brady Dosh and Garrison Weiss, 3 points for Tyler Woodman, and 2 for Hayden Bindle. Hornets make 2 threes, both in the first half. Boston with a total of 9 of them, 2 apiece for Massey, Scott, and Walsh. Boston is 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Not a lot of free throws shot tonight, although the Hornets shot more. 9 of 16 for Richland Center from the free throw stripe. 69-42 the final as Boston improves to 7-7 overall. We'll be back with more in a moment. The final words on the postgame show and a look at tonight's area scoreboard is next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wegner Auto Service, proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wegner Auto Service. They do it all at Wegner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wegner Towing and Auto, available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wegner Auto. Call 647-3443.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Cowessin Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
A look at the scoreboard tonight. Wisconsin Dells has defeated Westby 81-55. Mauston will play the Dells later this week on Thursday night. I believe they're undefeated in conference action, so should be a good matchup there. Mauston will play Baraboo tomorrow night in a non-conference game. Platteville currently leads Richland Center 66-17 in girls basketball. Also in boys hoops, Sauk Prairie up on River Valley 53-43, the final on that one, or getting close to a final, I guess. Cashton 39-14 over Westby. Dodgeville girls leading Schulzburg 41-17 as well in area sports tonight. Thanks to our engineer, Tim Feed, for keeping us updated on those scores this evening. Next up for the Hornets, they'll be at Dodgeville coming up on Thursday. They'll be at Lodi next Monday before hosting Platteville following Friday night, February 2nd. For the Mauston Eagles, again, they'll be moving on with a game coming up right away tomorrow night. They improved to 7-7 overall. The Hornets fall to 2-15 with the loss. 69-42, Mauston gets the win over the Richland Center Hornet boys tonight. Mauston wins in the JV action as well, 45-36. Phil Nee inviting you to join us tomorrow morning. We'll keep you posted on if there are any changes to the schedule. Otherwise, we'll be here tomorrow night. The plan is for high school wrestling action. We'll have it for you beginning with our pre-match time around 5:45. And then Richland Center, Ithaca, Weston, Riverdale, and Hillsboro will all be here for a big night of wrestling. So we invite you to join us for that tomorrow night, courtesy of our area sponsors. Once again, the final score tonight, Mauston 69, Richland Center 42. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Just on the rise, was me thinking I could save us. Just a mirage, I was burning up a highway. It kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing delaying that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. Somewhere between here and heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I wait too long. Song, damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got to Tucson too late.
To something deeper than the weather, I can feel you all but shutting down. And when I need an explanation for the silence, you just tell me you don't wanna talk about it now. What you're not saying, coming in loud and clear. We're at a crossroads here. You can't stand to lose if I'm not. Like a window or an ocean I've ever tried to hide. So when you leave me not knowing where you're going, I start thinking that we're looking we're looking at goodbye. How about a strong shot of honesty? Don't you owe that to me? If I'm not the one thing you can't stand to lose, if I'm not that arrow to the heart of you, if you don't get drunk on my kiss, if you think you can do better than this, then I guess we're done. Let's not drag.
That was Reba with Consider Me Gone. And we have this information to pass along. The Richland County Snowmobile Alliance has announced that all snowmobile trails will be closed at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Once again, the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance has announced all snowmobile trails will be closed at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
like a song on a radio dial. We fell in love. She said she liked my Stetson hat. Kissed my cheek and never gave it back. Somehow she made me laugh. I guess that was enough. She'll always be my cowboy junkie. That one woman that'll always love me. She holds me in all my stars.
Sad song, but I'll probably be here all night long the way I'm feeling now. I couldn't get you on the phone, so I let it ring on and on in a lonesome serenade. Problems now. Maybe I should try to find a way to kind of sort of maybe work it out. Ooh, with some solitary thinking and lonesome drinking, oh, it sure does make everybody a double barrel whiskey. And oh, baby, tell me, do you miss me? Some solitary thinking and lonesome drinking for me tonight. Ooh, that'll kill a girl. They'll strike her down right where she stands. One is his voice, and one is a rock glass sitting in my hand. Oh, lights are getting dimmer now. That means they're gonna shut me down. And it's just like crystal. It ain't always really clear. Tell me, baby, now, how am I gonna get myself to sleep now that you're gone? Maybe I should try to find a way to kind of think about carrying on. On my own, with some solitary thinking. Oh, it sure does make a body feel at home. And a double barrel whiskey. And oh, baby, tell me, do you miss me? Some solitary thinking and lonesome drinking for me
to love a hard-headed man. convinced me to get out of the house, to help me forget, to help me move on. Then I heard you back in town, in a crowd of strangers and lovers. Someone told me that you were coming, so I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you alone, 'cause I know in the morning I'll be calling, saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed, so I don't undo the God over you that it took so long to find. 'Cause all it would take is seeing your face and I'd forget. I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you alone, 'cause I know in the morning I'll be calling, saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed before I question my decision. Is it love? I know it isn't. Now I'm all up in my head again, 'cause I know I don't have the self-control to walk away if you're walking. Told me that you were coming, so I should probably go to bed.
Well, it's ring of steel. peace was said. Earth is burning, the creek ran red. Us is hunting, no peace was said.
Jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and cashing.